This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
Howdy for Touchstone Radio. This is Katie Stewart. Do you remember November 8th, 2005? I remember November 8th, 2005 because it was a day in which 4,571 of my neighbors in the Brazos Valley showed that they supported fairness for all residents by voting against the Texas State Marriage Amendment, which essentially cuts off rights to a sizable portion of Texas citizens, those who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Statewide, my neighbors that day sounded 536,913 strong against discrimination being written into the state constitution. The marriage amendment battle was lost, but despite literally stabbing so many Texans in the heart, there are elected officials who are undaunted in kicking Texans when they are down. This legislative session in Austin holds some interesting debate and legislation upon the agenda. Warren Chisholm has already gone on record stating that he wants to create a preferential system in terms of choosing adoptive parents. That is, he really only wants heterosexual couples adopting children. Representative Bill Zedler of Arlington seeks to ban the one organization that brings straight and gay students together in dialogue to learn from each other and build the future, gay-straight alliances. On the positive side, new legislation is being proposed to include sexual orientation and gender identity or expression in employment, tightening of hate crimes legislation, and cracking down on harassment and bullying in our public schools. State legislators are elected by us, each and every one of us, and it is our civil obligation to work with them to make sure that their voting reflects our values. I know from those 4,571 of my neighbors that they value families, families of all kinds. I know from those 500,000 Texans that the rights of the smallest of us are morally valued as much as the mightiest. But I also know that in the process of voting on bill after bill, that it is easy for our elected officials to not see the forest for the trees. One-on-one interaction with those who represent us in government is kind of like a performance review, or a tip for a well-served meal, or a suggestion in how to do things better. I know I perform better on my job when I get that kind of feedback. It is no different for Representative Fred Brown or other of our legislators. Equality Texas is holding a Lobby Day event on March 5, 2007, at the Capitol in Austin to remind legislators of the necessity for fairness towards LGBT Texans. I invite you to take one stand this year for your neighbors and the value of community. Join us in Austin on March 5th as we spend some quality time with those who represent us. For more information, or in case you can't make it to Lobby Days but would still like to be active in this endeavor, please visit www.equalitytexas.org. Again, that is www.equalitytexas.org. Or feel free to email me at katiedstewart@hotmail.com. For Touchstone Radio, this has been Katie Stewart.
Touchstone Radio is a production of the Touchstone Magazine. Neither KEOS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.